This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Clean Bandit Symphony on Joy 94.9 with Anastasia and Warren for breakfast.
I love Clean Bandit. She's fantastic, isn't she? Well, her voice is anyway.
Absolutely. 25 minutes to 9, 7 degrees, heading for 15 today.
Yes.
There's a new Whitney Houston documentary.
Yeah, we haven't stopped talking about it, right?
No.
You know what's really interesting? You know, when we were talking about our show today, yesterday, we both kind of got a little emotional listening to her first album.
Well,
teared up, but I was actually shocked. I didn't think you had any tears in you.
It was the first CD I ever bought was Whitney Houston.
Mine too.
Not the first record.
I was drawn to it because of her beautiful face, and then when I listened to it, I went, oh, my God, I'm such a lesbian.
Oh, wow, there you go. Conrad from Outtakes joins us on the line. He's seen her new documentary. Conrad, welcome back to Joy.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Hey, Conrad.
Good morning. Hey, you've seen the documentary, haven't you?
I have. I actually, I saw it a couple of weeks ago, just in the lead up to interviewing the director, Nick Broomfield.
Are you for real? You interviewed the director of this?
Yeah, he's quite an interesting character. He's made a ton of movies and documentaries, and he's actually made, this is probably like his third or fourth movie he's made about a famous person who's passed away, I guess. He did one on Kurt Cobain, he did another one on Biggie and Tupac, so he's kind of in that world, but he's a documentarian by nature, and he's very interesting fellow. I interviewed him while he was on a balcony in LA, talking to me while his four-year-old son in the background was yelling out all these questions as well.
Oh, so, how adorable.
It was interesting, but the film itself, the documentary itself, is it's really, really well done. I was trying to explain it the other night when we talked about it on Outtakes. It's got some really controversial topics in it and some really interesting points of view, but it's not salacious, I guess, is the best way to say it. It's very matter of fact without it being, you know, kind of tabloidy. But it really does dive into the good, the bad, and the very ugly of her life. Yeah.
Does it dive into her sexuality at all with the friend Robin? Is there any truth in that, my darling?
Yeah,
asking
look,
for a
know,
friend.
Yeah, asking for a few friends, I think. To be honest, I think it's really, it lays a very factual case on the fact that they were in a relationship at some stage. They were best friends, despite everything else. But, you know, Robin's gone on to leave a very quiet life. She has nothing to do with the press or anything. But she is now married to a woman. They have children. She very much, everyone talks about her and Whitney's relationship as being extremely close, you know, more than just friends. And I think that sums it up, really. You know, you can, if you want to use labels, yes, absolutely. It seems like Whitney was bisexual, but it really is more about the fact that she had this really loving, caring relationship that became fractured, and it led to so much other stuff. But one of the really fascinating things about this documentary is they use a lot of footage that was filmed for a concert show, a DVD that they were putting together that was never used, so a lot of it no one's ever seen.
Oh, how
before.
Fantastic.
So it's great, and there's some really touching, beautiful moments in there, and then there's some other parts too where you can all see it starting to unravel. But I think what he really does really, really well is that he reminds you that Whitney wasn't just this tragic figure and this horrible thing that happened to her over a period of time where she was gripped by addiction and you know, all this kind of bad things. He reminds you that she was, you know, the biggest selling female star of all time, the most awarded you know, singer, an actress with so much potential, and just a true talent.
Yeah.
So Conrad, do you feel like we get closure as fans around Whitney's death? Because you're right, that the last few years has hijacked her whole career.
Yeah. Look, I think you do. I think actually, you know, it doesn't touch on it a lot, but, you know, obviously everyone knows that her daughter was also ended up passing away under really tragic circumstances as well. And I think, if anything, it really just paints this picture of, like, you know, be careful what you wish for, but also, you know, surround yourself with people who love you, who want to be around you and part of your life because of what you can bring for them, not what you can do for them. And there's all those kind of messages in there, but she's so... They show a lot of footage from the beginning of her career, and it's like you're just watching a superstar. Like, there's just... There's so much in there. But then they touch on some other really interesting elements about how race and her gender...
Religion?
Just like all... Religion, absolutely. Her mother and her her background of, you know, growing up in choirs and things like that. It's just like this really fascinating melting pot of just craziness and amazing opportunities all just smashing together. And it's, yeah, it was just so sad to see how it comes. But I think, you know, to answer your question, yes, I think you get a bigger picture of why rather than just this, oh, she was on drugs and that's why it all came undone.
Which is what I'm looking forward to. Conrad, you are so fascinating to listen to. You are so good at this.
Thanks, Conrad.
You can catch Conrad on Outtakes at 7 p.m. and you can check out the podcast on Whitney, I Wanna Be Me. Oh, my God, this song. Turn it up, everybody.
You're enjoy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.